One thing I've been learning a lot about lately is how to hold a healthy balance between knowing what's right and knowing you're right and knowing what you believe and knowing what you value, and then also being open to listen to other opinions and others' concerns and other ways of thinking. I think that I grew up, a lot of growing up and a lot of the culture I grew up around was very much in the vein of the, I know what's right and I'm going to stand up for it and I'm going to argue for it, and just kind of having your opinions and having your thoughts and kind of rolling with them. And then I think I went off to college and I learned a lot about cross-cultural relationships and friendships and how to hear from people who are different from you, cross-gender, across all these sorts of things, about how to listen first instead of talking first, about how to look at other people's opinions and ways of doing things and look at them as just being different, not necessarily wrong. So I think I grew a lot in the areas of understanding how to see the possibilities for difference and how to listen and not just kind of stand up. But I think that in doing so, I think it also became more common for me to give more credence or more airtime or more emotional and mental energy to just straight out wrong things than maybe is actually healthy for me. And I think that one of the growths over the last few years, especially over the last year for me, has just been able to being able to have a healthier boundary there and to figure out how to understand like what I believe is right and true and what I believe in general, and what I value, and have just like a confidence in the whatever in those things in a way that does not reject other people or their opinions or their perspectives, but also does not give them too much priority, I guess. So an example happened recently where I spoke at a conference and somebody said, you were mean to me. You said bad things about me in your conference talk. And I said, I have no idea who you are. You know, it was another speaker at the conference. I have no idea who you are. And I certainly didn't have anything to say about you because I wasn't even thinking about you at the conference. And we went back and forth a little bit. And I think my natural tendency would, in that kind of context, if you've ever seen the movie or the TV show Recess, there was an episode of Recess where one of the main characters spent just the whole episode trying to make a guy who didn't like him, like, be his friend. And he just wanted to be liked. And he just obsessed over it. And his friends were like, dude, this is not this big of a deal. And I think that for me, that's definitely a tendency, is just to want to ensure that nobody could ever accuse me of not having listened and not having heard their entire perspective. And I'd always like to kind of win every person over. And it takes a lot of my time and energy to do so. And I think a lot of the growth lately has been to just say, you know what? It's not always worth it. It's not always time well spent. And so I think in this latest instance, I kind of considered multiple approaches to this situation. And I think that the approach that I took in the end was to say, you know what? I absolutely 100% know what was on my mind as I gave my conference talk. And it was, hey, here's a talk I gave. I'm going to give it again using the same script, same slides, and the same set of motivations I had long before this person, you know, was even remotely anywhere near me, right? Like, so there's zero question in the world whatsoever that I had any interaction whatsoever with thinking about this person or anything like that as I gave my talk. Literally did not enter my mind once. So is there any question in the world whether this is something that actually needs debating? No. So I tell the truth. I say what is the case. And then if this person wants to kind of go back and forth with me, I can either engage there or I can just say, you know what, like, I know it's true. Here's what's true. You can decide to appreciate it or not, but it's not worth my time and energy to go back and forth with any person who kind of like just decides to take, you know, offense to something I've done or said or something like that. I know this is just one kind of small example, but it brought it to mind. I think just being willing to just say, you know what, like this is, it happens often at Titan as well. You know, I remember having a conversation where someone was saying, well, you know, I wish that you would spend more time on anybody who applies for a job at Titan and doesn't get a job, making sure that they're, you know, understanding why they didn't get the job and blah, 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 this whole thing. I just said, I can't do it. Like every time we open up a job posting, we get over 500 applicants. Like it is not healthy for my mental space to take responsibility for 500 people's emotions, right? Like I just literally cannot do it and I should not do it. And you know, like we talked, this is years ago that, you know, that they heard me well and they totally understood. I'm not bringing this back up to make them feel bad or something like that. But it was the same kind of thing of like, I can't take the responsibility for everybody else's feelings. Right. This isn't the 5 minute geek show. This is Matt's therapy session, but I'm hoping that someone else is kind of in the same situation where you need to be able to hear this. You can't take responsibility for everybody else's feelings. Like you're not in charge of whether they're offended. Right? You're not in charge of whether their emotions are hurt. And that doesn't mean not to care for other people. There's definitely a line. And some people need to care for other people more, right? Like you need to take more responsibility for the impact of your, you know, statements and your actions or whatever. But if you're like me and your constant desire is to just, you know, make sure that everybody around you is happy and is happy with you, then the message you might need to hear is you're not responsible for other people's actions. You're not responsible for their feelings. You're not responsible for how they perceive things. And you may just need to, you know, give yourself the space to allow someone else to not be happy. You can take responsibility for acting well yourself and then just kind of throw it out there and let people respond as they will. You can't take responsibility for how someone feels because no one can control someone else's feelings. Only the person can control how they feel, right? You're not responsible for their feelings. And so anyway, that's a thing. I hope it helps someone. I have been telling so many people I want this show to be back. I'm working on it. So maybe you'll even get one when I'm not driving in the car and I have a real microphone. Who knows? Till next time, 5 Minute Geek Show, your buddy Matt.